know, that left tackle position. Like, we always tell each other, just next man up.
Right.
Garrett's at the Broncos right now. I was the next person up. I mean, I just got to fill those shoes.
I mean, like, when it comes to schemes and stuff, is it different at all, this offense?
No, I played left tackle in high school, so just, like, it's going back into a familiar role, so I was kind of used to it already, but, you know, it's good to be back into it.
Do you talk to Garrett about pointers and whatnot? I mean, do you guys keep in touch?
We haven't kept touch in a while. I probably should get on that. It's probably a wake-up call, but no, we were roommates last year, so we were always just talking with each other, just making sure we're keeping each other straight and on the narrow path.
Is watching him, does that serve you well going into this season, or is it that position something that you got to just be in the trenches and figure out?
You know, watching him is good because he's phenomenal. He's making millions right now and just to the point, but there's a time and point where, like, you got to make it your own game at it too. So, like, I can't be Garrett Bowles. I'm Jackson Barton. That's what I got to be.
How can the offensive line be with four guys in the NFL, only one guy full-time starter coming back? You guys going to be okay filling in the gaps and stepping
in? You know what? I've been proud of these guys. They've been picking up the rifle, filling these spots, and you know what? I think we're going to be really good this year.
Cool. Thanks, man.
Thank you. Who are some of the guys who've been playing guard for you along your side there?
One of them has been Darren Paulo.
Okay.
Proud of him. Big boy, tall like me. So, you know, he's been stepping up, filling those shoes, and he's been doing a really great job at it.